Good morning, we're Masechet Torah, Daf Yud Gimel, and we're starting on the Amud, four lines from the top, the fourth line, V'ein Truma Achar Truma. So we're ending off our previous Mishnah with the whole list of all the different halachas. The one halacha is Ein Truma Achar, what is Ein Truma Achar Truma? Right, if you took Truma from let's say you had a big pile of produce and you took the Truma, you can't then come and take Truma again. If you take Truma again, you give to a coin, it wasn't Truma, right? I'm recording, thank you. Right. Matnit, the verse is Matnitin Mani. Who's the Talibah? Mishnah Rabbi Akiva. How did Rabbi Akiva did? No, we got a Mishnah. Right, and this is a Mishnah. It's funny here. A lot of the time over here, in the whole of Torah, we're seeing all these Hagot. The B'shulah Shas corrects us as well to a brighter. Okay, he says the Tanya. Ashtafin Shetarmu Zeachar Zeh. Two partners in each cave, Truma, one after the other. Rabbi Lezer Omer Truma, Chnehem Truma. Rabbi Lezer says, no problem, they're partners. The one guy gave, another guy gave, and it works, right? So look at Rashi there. Sharei l'shnehem chelik. Well, each one's got a chelik. I want to give my truma to my kohen. You give your truma to kohen, and we're happy. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, ein trumat shnehem truma. Now look at this Rashi. This is a hell of an important Rashi because Rashi adds into this Gemara something which doesn't feature in the Gemara. Right? It says ein trumat shnehem truma. Look what Rashi says here. Va'afilu shorishon. Even the first guy who took truma isn't considered truma. Why? The chevan de chazar hasheini v'taram. Since the second guy came and took truma after the first guy already taken, gale adate. He's now revealing his real intentions. The lo nichele but truma tarishon. He didn't want the rishon to take the truma in the first place. Why are you taking truma? I'm taking the truma. What you took wasn't truma. V'havele rishon toreim shalom idat. Therefore, they were partners. They're going to do truma, but dat they have to have tiyum. Dat they have to have synchronicity here. Right, really, what's that English? They have to work in concert, I think is the right term, right? The chain shayni, and so to the shayni, and therefore neither of them are good truma. So that's Rabbi Akiva. Chachamim in this brighter. Omrim im taram rishon kashir. If the first one took a truma which was the necessary shiur, right? The Rashi says over here at least 2%. Right? He says if it took a truma, a shiur, he says echad mi-chamishim, 2%. Because that's a eye in vain on it, right? To give 2% of truma. Ain truma tashaini truma. Then the first one works, and the second one isn't truma. So he agrees almost with the Rabbi Akiva, but he says it depends. If the first one took a shiur, you can't say that wasn't truma. But if the im lo taram kashiur, the first one never took a shiur, right? Look at Rashi. If im lav kagon shetaram ba'ain ra'a, right? If he gave a very measly amount, he was a kamtzan, right? He never gave truma tashaini truma, then the second one is truma. Look at Rashi. You have im love, which I'm in real truma, tashay truma, or Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says Rashi, vein kach u vein kach, lo ha truma, because I don't care how much he took. The fact that the second guy goes and takes truma, right, is proof that the first truma wasn't a good truma, no matter how much he took. Umadniti, now Rashi adds on, says, now we haven't really proven over here that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. We just said, ain truma achar truma. Maybe our Mishnah meant ain truma achar truma when there wasn't the right shear. When there was the right shear, it was a good truma, which is like, if the first guy never took the right shear, but if they take the right shear, his truma would be good, the second truma would be good, like Chachamim. Rashi says, no. Umadniti, nami, in addition to all this proof, stomach kamri, he said, without a tana, right, Hilchach Rabbi Akiva, he, Rabbi Akiva is stomach, Rabbi Meir is stomach, Mishra Rabbi Akiva is stomach, Rabbi Akiva. So at the end of the day, all the stumptors come back to Rabbi Akiva, stumptosefters, all come in Rabbi Akiva, right? That is really what is going on there. So that's the story of here. But now we come to the final halacha, which is what our sugya is all about. V'ein tmura achar tmura. Sorry, v'ein tmura or set tmura. And tmura, if you took tmura, you can't do another tmura. Very good, Michael. It's a good idea to keep the cups here. The plates. Although we should stop using plastic plates. Should we stop? No, the much more expensive, and we use a lot more cups and plates. So we decided to start with the cups. Okay, so now the tomorrow said tomorrow, my timer. Why not? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Utmurato, velo tmurato. His tmura, not the tmura's tmura. And Vlado said tmura, and now they lost the lochad in that Mishnah. And a fetus can't do tmura. Amar kra, who? Now the pasuk says he, it. Who velo vlad? It and not his fetus. Now you don't know Vlado said tmura. Says no, the vlad can do tmura. Why? Amar kra yi hi ye. Look in the pasuk, it says lo yachlifenu velo yamiru toto bravo rava tov. Don't switch it. If you do switch it, behemah be behemah, one for the other. Vayahu tmurato, it ends tmura, yihye kodesh. What's that extra yihye coming to tell me? Yihye, like a shot of havaya, even the vlad. Right? Rabot et avlad. So the obvious question is, Rabbanan, what do they do with this word yihye? Rabbanan, rabot shogay kemezit. Quite amazing, I look at this. When you come to do tmura, right, what does it mean shogay kemezit? You have to have intention to do tmura. Look at Rashi Avia, shogay kemezit. Ulakam verik shayni mefarsh lake savur lahamir. This is, we'll see that on Daf Yud Zayin next week. Where you intended to switch a black one and you actually switch the white one. So you're right. The gabe kochim lo kaddish. If you want to do makdish lechatchil, let's charge animal. You want to do makdish, and your intentions were this one, by mistake you makdish that, but it wouldn't work. When it comes to tmura, about gabish havehegdish, and the gabe kochim lo kaddish, the havehegdish taut, but the gabe tmura kaddish, tmura it works. If you're going to try and exchange the animal for what it's asked to do it, you're not going to try and do something which you aren't allowed to do. Torah says to you, I think even if you chose the wrong one, you're stuck.
Is it
shogeg
or it's not shogeg?
It's shogeg, but in the case of tmura, we've got a din of shogeg kemezit.
So you get malchut even the shogeg?
It's a good question. You're saying, does the tmura become a tmura? So you're saying that there are two elements here. So on the one hand, maybe the animal becomes kadosh because that's a knas. Maybe you won't get malchut because you can't give you malchut for shogeg. I don't know. Good question. Have to wait till Daf Yud Zayin? Let's just look quickly. It's a long daf. I can't wait. Okay, I have to wait. All right, let's go. Okay, new Mishnah. Ha'ofot v'menachot enosin tmura. Okay, bird korbanot and flour, meal korbanot done to tmura. Wa shelo ne'emar ele bivhema bivhema. The pasuk says, yamir bivhema bivhema. Right, which seems to make a lot of sense. Right, Rashi says ele bivhema, yamir bivhema bivhema. Kehatzibur v'ashutafin. This we saw this the other day. We had this earlier. When was it? Around about Daf Chet, Daf Tet. You can see the Mishnah Shaste Daf Zayin. Much earlier. Wow. Daf Bet. The very beginning of the Masech that seemed to be like only last week. Right? We said there. It was last week. 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. 12 days.
Okay.
Yeah. But gee, this feels like last week. You're right, it is last week.
It was last week. It was the start of last week.
No, Daf Bet, 12 days ago, when Yud Gimel. Whatever you work at, 12 days wasn't last week. In my account.
That was Sunday.
Okay, very good. So it was last week. Okay, the first. Okay, thank you. Okay, it felt like last week, so it actually was last week, right? Shloni Marina Bahaim, Hatsimu Vashlov Enosin Tumurish, Nehemiah Loich Vidvo Yamir. Right? Hayachi Roset Tumur, Venatsimu Vashlov Enosin Tumur. Okay, so that's the passage. Lo yichmeru yamir yachid velo tzibur. Kochei berek habayit. Now again, kochei berek habayit erotzin tmura. Look at Rashi there. Kochei berek habayit erotzin tmura. The gabe tmura ketiv. The gospel says korban. The kochei berek habayit lo ikru korban. The Gemara says that Rashi says that berek habayit is not called the korban. The Gemara is going to challenge them. The berek habayit can be called the korban. We'll see that in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says like this. V'halo maaseh b'chlalaya. Rabbi Shimon, the Shittimus Gubetze changes v'harei to v'halo. V'halo maaseh b'chlalaya. Maaseh is included in this whole din of Tumura. V'lama yatza, why do we have it mentioned on its own? When it says yatza, doesn't mean that it actually is excluded. It means why is the pasuk? We'll see the pasuk there speaking about Maaseh Behema has its own pasuk, which also includes the din of Lahamir and Lachlif. So we see that the Tmura is mentioned again in Maaseh Behema. So said Rabbi Shimon, "Balo Maaseh Bichla, Maaseh was included. So why is it got its own pasuk? V'lame Yatza? Look at the Shita Mekubet the Zayin. Lame Yatza Lahakish Elav. He says to Lahakish, to learn a Hekesh, which means what? Lomar Lacha Ma Maaseh Korban Yachid." Just like a maaser korban is a yachid, individual korban, it's only not a tzibur. Yatzu korbanot tzibur. So the Gemara said that the Mishnah said, "Ein a tzibur v'ashutafim osin tmura." Right? And Rabbi Shimon goes back to now explain why that is the case. This is his maaser קודשי מזבח יצאו קורבנות ברק, ומה מעשר? קורבן מזבח, קורבן מזבח יצאו קורבנות ברק הבית. סבלת אז הלוך הזרידי, ברק הבית אין שותפים or learned korban tzibur or learned from maser. Got it? That maser is a korban yachid, right? And it goes to the mizbeach. So to only a korban yachid, something goes to the mizbeach, is can do tmura, and that excludes perek habayit. Perek habayit, it can be shutafim. And so perek habayit is...
How does the mizbeach exclude perek habayit?
Because perek habayit is not a mizbeach. Perek habayit, as we said, perek habayit by definition is a mum.
Yes,
so because you don't bring another mizbeach, you can't do tmura. Maser, you bring to the mizbeach, you can do tmura. The Mishnah said, look at the Mishnah said, Yachid osei tmura v'ein atzibur v'ashutafin osin tmura, and kodshe berek habayit ein osin tmura. So you've got exclusions here of tzibur and shutafim and berek habayit. Rabbi Shimon brings us the makor. How do we know that tzibur and berek habayit don't do truma, a tmura? Because he's telling you that tmura has to have characteristics similar to maser. Maser, on the one hand, is a korban yachid, so therefore you can't have partners in tzibur, and maser behema, not a maser, maser behema goes to the mizbeach. So it has to go to the mizbeach. Berek habayit doesn't go to the mizbeach, therefore doesn't have tmura. Okay? Okay, Rabbanan brayta, yachol yu kodesh berek habayit osin tmura. So the Gemara said, maybe we can do tmura with a berek habayit animal. Tamud lomar korban. Right? The pasuk there says, v'im behema asher yakrivu menu korban la'ashem, right? So that there is in Vayikra Kaf Zayin, which is discussing, it's the pasuk that comes right before Lo Yachlifenu V'lo Emiru Tov B'Tov Rab Rab B'Tov Im Hemir Yamir Behema Behema V'Yahut Mato Yeh Kodesh. The pasuk right before that, right? Just by the way, I remember the way, we can always remember which pasuk it is, the Makor for Tmura, right? It's like what happens, you create a relationship between the korban and the tmura, right? So they're like cousins. So the pasuk is kazi, kav zayin, perek kav zayin, pasuk yud.
How long did you think that for?
Eh?
How long did you think that
for? I've been looking for a way to remember the pasuk. What did he say?
Nothing.
No, you can't, I'm not carrying on until you tell what you said.
So you've been sitting somewhere
else. Yeah, you can't think about this in the toilet.
You're thinking about your cousin, and then
no, but it's an answer. Remember, now cousin, remember, you'll never forget that. Now,
what's the cousin thing? I
don't remember. Who cares? Tmura are like relations. When you have a korban and you make a tmura, they become related. They have the same kedusha. So it's like cousins are related. They've got the same DNA. Kaf zayin yud, kazi, perek kaf zayin pasuk yud. Okay.
Wait, it's much safer than you
would remember. Right. You know, it's in my yikra, man. Tmura is in my yikra, man. Where else would it be? Right. We're going to be in Nevi'im. Okay, so now that's a good way to remember that. It's amazing, if you remember these things, you don't forget them. Like Vayikra Taf Vav Yutet Vav Yutet Tweet. That's the din of Nida. Okay, that's all about Nida. All right. Tweet. Okay, let's carry on. Now we're getting carried away. Okay. Right. So now, Tamar Yachol Yu Kodesh Berek Habayit Osin Tmura Tamud Lomar Korban. Mi shenikru korban yatsu kodesh berek habayit, shelo nikru korban velo, because they aren't called korban. Va'tanya, haven't we got a brayta there where we've seen before already? This we saw the other day. This was last week, I think. Also last week. Korban, if it's a korban, shemani afilu kodesh berek habayit, shenikru korban. We see that the Gemara says, if you're telling me it's a korban, even berek habayit, because berek habayit is called korban. Shenikru korban kenyan shneimar v'nikrav. V'nakrev, I think it is started there. V'nakrev, yeah. V'nakrev et korban Hashem, ish Hashem atzak, li zahav, atzedav, tzamit abad, agil v'chumaz, lechaperet Hashem, lechaperet Hashem. That's in Bamidbar, right? That is with Midian, with Kli Midian there, right? It says over there, that we call there that all the spoils you bring as a korban to Hashem. And what are we talking about there in the Pasuk? Rings and bracelets and nose rings and chastity belts and all the other sort of stuff. They're different animals. Right, and they're called korban. When I crave, it says when I crave it, korban Hashem. So Tamud Lomar, no, don't get carried away. Ve'al petach o moed lo hevio. Remember that passage we saw yesterday as well. Ve'al lo hevio la kriv korban Hashem la mishkan yechashel yishahu dam shafach. Says there, kol abay petach o moed chen la bishum shut echutz. The whole shen abay petach o moed ein chavim la bishum shut echutz. No, this is still part of the same course. Sorry, I explained it wrong. It says, "When I crave korban, Talmud Lomar petach omoed lo eviu kol abay omoed chavim alam mishum shchut echut." This is the whole expression. The Gemara says, "Alma ikru korban." Then we see that we have got a case we've called all those things that aren't in Berekabai, which aren't animals, also korban. And Rabbi Chanina, no, lo kashya. Rabbi Shimon, ha Rabbanan. Says, you're right. So machlok Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon ikri korban. Shimon says, it is called a korban. Rabbanan, lo ikri korban. Rabbanan is called, we're going after Rabbanan. Sukri Rashi very quickly. Rabbi Shimon's going to cause me personally a bit of grief later on. I'm not sure I understood it in the Gemara. But let's just look at the korban, lo ikri, Korban Rabbi Shimon de Matnitin Ikri Korban. When our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon explained about Maser and Maser Korban Yachid Yatsu Korbanot Tzibur. And he says, Berekabayit. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Berekabayit could be called Korban, and therefore we need a Limud to exclude Tzibur. With me? And our Limud is Maser. If it's not called Korban, then what do you need a Limud for? With me? That's what Rabbi Rashi says, that Rabbi Shimon is a wife, because he called Mishum Hachi, Memait Lehu'iu Mehekeshe de Maser Ben, but not a Korban. Therefore, you need that Hekesh of Maser to come and exclude Berekabai, because at the Hekesh of Maser, we would have said that Berekabai is a Korban. With me? Everybody clear, right? And Rabbanan is the one who says, Lo Ikri Korban. He wants to say, Lo. Vedan Kolo Korban. Vakativ and Akrev El Korban Hashem. The pasuk itself that you just quoted just now says, "When I crave it, korban Hashem, bring the korban to a berikah baite." So says, "No, you're right. Korban Hashem ikri, korban lashem lo ikri." Okay, now we're like really getting fine tuned here. Yeah? He says, "You're right. It's korban Hashem, but it's not a korban which we give la Hashem. It's korban Hashem, meaning it's like for berikah bait, but it's not korban la Hashem, which means we're going to the mizbeach. Look at Rashi over here." Korban Lashem lo ikri dahu have mashma korban stama. That's just the abahashta lo mashma korban stama. Okay? Stama korban. But here we don't want a stama korban. Yeah, we want korban Lashem, which you can bring onto the Mizbeach. Tarabana. Now we carry this idea over here of the Maser. We're going to try and explain that little concept. The pasuk there in talking about a Maser, right? In pasuk of Maser, so in Maser, if you made a mistake, when we said that you call the 10-11, the 11-10, and the 9-10, they all become Kodesh, the din, that's also like a concept of Tumura. Never thought about it up until now, but that's a concept of Tumura. Because you really, you got your number 10, now you called 11-10, maybe you did it on purpose because the one that came out 10 was the nicest animal. I'm just thinking about that right now. I've got no proof anything I'm saying makes sense. But I'm thinking about now. Maybe the one that comes, as you're about to see the 10 coming out, you say, this is my prize bull. And if you say, okay, so you skip over and you call, and you see it coming. So you quickly call number 9, Maser. Never thought that before, right? And it's amazing. Maybe it's anyhow. You see, there is some kind of relationship, some cousin type behavior, okay, between Tumura here and Maser. Not to get confused, though, that Maser is Kazi, not Tumura. Tumura is Kazi, not Maser. Okay, right.
Clear.
Okay, so now. So the Gemara says, "No, the brighter here says Lamenemar." So why is it mentioning it in Maser? In the first pasuk. Which is speaking specifically, that's Kazi, specifically there about Tumura. It says, no, if we had just written it in Lo Yachlifenu, in the first pasuk in of Tumura, Mashma Korban Yachid, would have thought it includes Korban Yachid, U Mashma Korban Tibur, and a Korban Tibur, the Korban Mizbayach, and Korban Mizbayach, and Korban Mizbayach. And the Shitta adds in even something else over here. There's a Yudah via Shitta Mekubetzet. He says, Vedavar Shebachova. And something which you bring up, we'll see that in a second, something which is the Chovah. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah tells us, in the second Pasuk, Lo Yevaker, right? Which basically brings us as a Hekesh from Maser into Tmura. Now, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Varei Maser Bichlal Yah, but why do we need it? Maser was originally, basically we have Shimon from our Mishnah now, but wasn't Maser included in Tmura? V'lama yatsa, so why did it get its own pasuk? Lomar lecha, ma maser korban yachid. A maser has certain characteristics. It's an individual korban. It's a korban mizbeach. It goes to the mizbeach. You shecht it. You put it on the, you sacrifice it. V'davar sheba bechova. You got a chova. A maser is a chova. Every 10th animal to come is a maser. So too, only a korban chova can do tmura. In other words, a nedava. You just stand, what is the net about him? We're learning our new aloha here out of this. From Rabbi Shimon, you want to just donate to Mizbech, a korban to Mizbech. It can't do tmura. Tmura has to be a chova, an ola, an asha, mechatat, etc., etc., etc. Okay? El Nazir, whatever, something like that. It's good to do the chova. V'davar she'en ha'meshutfut. And Maser, there's no partners in Maser. We learned it before. As soon as you partners, God. Maser has to be Maser Yachid. Is that correct, though, about Maser Shutfut? Was it only Shutaf Agoy? Two Jews who were partners in animals, that would be Maser Behema. That was my whole problem with my sheep. Hey, wasn't that the case? Just thinking out loud. Am I not right?
Read Rashi.
Baba Shutfut. Rashi says, hold on. V'davashe b'chova. Where do you see Rashi here? Where's Rashi here?
Where's Rashi? Said, as explained above, note 22, the verse in Shmuel that belonged to you teaches that Maser Lo does not apply to animals owned in partnership.
Okay, the Rashi over here, that's Rashi in the Mishnah. It says, "V'ma Maser Korban Yachid Yehuda Aset Tmura, Af Kol Korban Yachid Oset Tmura Yatzu Korbanot Tzibur." The maser later b'shutfut k'raminim b'perek batra de b'chorot yiyeh lecha v'lo shel shutafut.
Right.
Is that the din? Did we learn that? Was that the halacha that we learned that there's shutafim in maser? Okay. I thought it was only a goy that was a shutaf. You patra for maser. Maybe I'm confused with b'chor. A b'chor, if you're a goy, you'd be patra from b'chor. But Maser, maybe Maser Shutaf is also part of a Shutaf. Okay, interesting. Let's check it out. All right. Af kol korban yachid v'korban mizbeach v'davar sheba b'chova. Therefore, all korbanot that have these characteristics with regarding tmura have to be a korban yachid, have to go to mizbeach, have to have something that comes from a chova, v'davar she'eino ba b'shutfut. Right, so basically it's with regards to tmura. So that is Rabbi Shimon over there, and that's why we've got the psukim of Maser, and that's the purpose of Maser. Maser comes to look at Rashi there. Rashi brings a quote from the Gemara as well that comes from Bechorot. Okay, now Rabbi Omer. Now, so remember, so Rabbi Shimon learnt it coming from Maser, because Rabbi Shimon said that Berek Habayit is called Korban. Remember. So therefore, Berek is called Korban, and therefore we learn from Maser, and Maser is what excludes us from it. Rebbe says like this, Rebbe Omer, this is the continuation of the Braita, I think. This is the same Braita. Rebbe Omer, Lama yatsa Maser, Lama yatsata Maser, Me'ata lidon betmurat shmo betmurat gufo. He says, no, I don't need the Maser here to teach me about Tmura, because anyhow, I don't call Berek Habayit Korban. He's got his own whole story, Rebbe. Look at Rashi there. Rebbe Amer, Lamed Samat Vata, Desvir Leil Rebbe, Demishum Kol Hachi Lo Itzchich. You don't need the Maser Hekesh for all these things that Rebbe Shimon needed. The Korban Yachid, where do we learn that it has to be only a Korban Yachid and not Shutafim? From the Pasuk itself, it says, Milo Yamir. Yamir is talking to an individual. So what are you getting carried away for about partners? They're not partners. Lo Yamir. So I don't need to have Shutuf excluded from Maser. The Mashmanashon Yachid. The korban mizbeach, and the Torah says korban, right? The korban mizbeach, and korban mizbeach, as opposed to berek habayit, mi korban nafka. The word korban, because as far as Rebbe is concerned, berek habayit isn't called korban. Since this is called a korban, it's obviously the korban berek habayit. So therefore, as far as Rebbe is concerned, partners and tibur and berek habayit are excluded from the pasuk. So I don't need the din of maser behavior to teach them. That's clear. Okay, I'm leaving out the rest of these Rashi over here because it seems that the Gemara has another whole gear. So Rashi and a lot of the Farshim had a different version of this Gemara. A lot of stuff is missing here. If you look, the notes are full of it. Rabbeinu Gershom carries on a lot of other stuff. So I'm leaving the next Rashi. The Alma Itay Rebbe the Kochav and the Kabayit Lo Ikru Korban the Varshe Chovad the Kabayit Rebbe Shimon Minay Ola Haba Minat Tmurut. That's the next part of our Gemara. We'll see it now. So that's basically Machloket Rabbi Shimon and Rebbe, whether we need Maser to teach us that or Maser something else. Rebbe says no. What do we need Maser for? We need Maser just about the din of Tmurat Shmo and Tmurat Gufo. There's a Chiddush over here coming along Maser. Maser has a Tmura Chiddush. If we learn Tmura up until now, that you cause, that you want to change the animal for that animal, when it comes to Maser, there's two aspects there. We learned this before. You can change an animal by its name, or you can change an animal by its Kedusha. We'll see it about its Guf. Look what's going on over here. Look at Rashi. Lefi sheyatza Maser lidon betmurat shmo. Look at this Rashi. I skip down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 into the narrow lines of Rashi. It says like this, Dichtiv le'el minei, on the pasuk above the pasuk, yeah, it says, v'chol ma'aser. What does v'chol ma'aser mean? Marbinan mi v'chol, o ma'aser, l'rabot, to include, she'im kara la'asiri chi, if you called asiri the ninth one, actually you called it 10, or la'charastan, so you called the 11th one 10, so shnehem kedoshin, right? So what is it? What type of kedusha is that? Kedusha is that v'hainu tmurat shmo. What is shmo? You got to call the number 10, 10. That's what makes it kadosh. When you called the 10, you gave it a name. You are Mr. 10, now you're kadosh. If you called 9, 10 or 11, 10, you change the name. Right? Instead of calling it number 9, you called it 10. Instead of calling you Michael, I called you Robert. It's the same thing. That is shmo. Right? Hilchach. That's why I say that itzrich lemichtav nami. Therefore, the pasuk says from the chol maaser says any maaser even kedusha tashem. So where do we know now? Right, if you want to do tmura to a maaser, a regular tmura, out tmura zo tachat zo, imiemer yamirenu. There we have to have now the din of tmura. We might have thought that because it says the chol maaser, Tmura doesn't apply, only Kedushat Shem applies. Right? Lidon betmurat gufo. She'im hemid behemat chulin etzel maser. You put a regular animal, a chulin next to a maser animal. V'amar zo kezo, nitpeset betmura. De'i lo katve. Look at this. If it never said lo yemirenu in the pasuk of tmura, of maser, right? What would we have thought? Havamina lo avit tmura. Well, you know, because there's this massive chidush in maaser that you can exchange names, therefore that's the chidush, and regular tmura wouldn't work. You got it? Right? Kedamin lekaman davar shaya bichlal. Something which originally, maybe we had this halacha before, davar shaya bichlal, something which had been included, and with maser, was part of behemah, regular animals. V'yatza lidom b'davar chadash, and the Torah wrote specifically into the new halacha, what would you have thought? Dahainu chidush turat shmo, which is the fact that the names now change, 9 becomes 10, 11 becomes 10, she'en l'mechol ha-kodshim, and it doesn't exist anywhere else. V'havi amir, what would we have thought as a result? Ein lecha bo ein lechidushot b'shmo. We've got a chidush in maser. This tmura over here is a tmura in name, different than other animal in the world. Therefore, only tmura in name applies, and regular tmura doesn't apply at all. Clear? Right? Aval tmurat gufolo, lachia hadre kra. That's when the Torah repeated itself and said, lidon betmurat shmo vegufo. That's Rebbe. Rebbe says, there's nothing you have to do here. I don't need maser to teach me about korban, shutfut, tzibur, and berekabayit. Why is it mentioned again in Maser? Teach me that in Maser, Tmura applies. Because of the special din of shame, I might have thought that Guf doesn't apply. Okay? That's what Rebbe says. Because these are the halachas that come out of it. Why? To teach us a couple of other halachas. Tmurat shmo. If you made a mistake with the names, you called number 9, 10. Kreva. You bring it as a mizbeach. You bring it as a mizbeach to the mizbeach. And tmurat gufo and kreva. If you made a tmura. Right, and you got a maaser and a tmura. That one becomes kadosh, but you don't bring the tmura to the Beit HaMikdash. To the tmura shmo nigelet. If you made a mistake with tmura shmo, you called 9, 10. Then you can do geula. You can redeem it, but because of that mistake, Tmurat gufo eina nigelet. Look at Rashi very quickly. Tmurat shmo kreiva, kreamino bishara pechorot. Habakar, rabot, echad asar shel shlami. Right? And tmurat gufo eina kreiva. If you kreamino bepirkinev, you learn to daf hey. Gamar, havara, havara, bechor, bechor kativ, hein, hein, krevin, vein tmurato krevin. You may not den aloche, right? With tmura, you don't bring the tmura, because it's from bechor. The bechor you bring, you don't bring anything else. Right? And a kreiva, and tmurat shmo nigelet, the shlami mi. If you made a mistake with the name, it's like a regular shlamim. The shlamim nigelin, kishlam nehem mum. Only when it gets a mum, right? Like a regular korban, it gets a mum, you can do chilul and change it for another animal. Tmura can never go out. Tmura is stuck forever, right? So the dinim are different here between tmurat shmo. So tmurat shmo seems to be a more, I would say, innocent mistake. So maybe this is actually proof that what I was saying at the very beginning was nonsense. Or not nonsense, but maybe it's not so steadfast. That the idea of Tmura in change the name is that you intentionally wanted to call number 910. It seems here that the Torah seems to imply, or at least roll with you, that it was a more innocent mistake, and therefore you're allowed to do Geula, and it can be brought in the banner to the Beit HaMikdash. So it seems to be like a proper Korban, as opposed to the Tmura, which seems to be like a punishment type Korban. Right? And then Tmurat Gufo Eina Nigelet. Fully fled Tmura in that respect as well. So these are all the halachas that come out of Maaser. And then Tmurat Gufo chal al davar ha-ra'ui v'al davar she'en ra'ui. Tmurat Gufo, if you made a mistake, right? Sorry, if you do, zo tachat zo. So remember we said that lo yivaker ben tov l'ra ben ra v'tov. You can even do Tmura onto a mum. Remember that? Same thing over here. Tmurat shemo. With regards to maser animal, if you want to do tmurat shmo, you call them a 9-10 by mistake, it doesn't work unless the animal never had a mum in the first place. Had a mum, that tmura wouldn't have worked. Okay. So that seems to be the bright up until now. Machlok Rabbi Shimon Rabbi, why do we need maser? What do you learn from maser? According to Rabbi Shimon, we need maser to come and exclude Shutfut and Tzibur and Bedek Abayit and Davar and Chova and all those sorts of things. Contrary, we know it's got nothing to do with whatsoever. We learn that from the pasuk itself. It says Yamir and it says Korban, and we've got Maser teach us the din specifically to the halachas of Maser Behema only. Okay, all right. Up until there, seems to be reasonably okay. Now Gemara says like this: Amrei. Mishum de Rabbi Rachmana de it by Tmurat Shmo, igruei igra. What last question, Rabbi? What's your havam in a Rabbi? What did Rabbi say? Because the Torah made this special chidush about maser, that there is a concept of Tmurat Shmo. If I called number 9, 10, or 11, 10, it becomes a korban. So I would think that because of that, the regular dinim of Tmura fall away. Right, Igra, we reduce the other concepts of Tmura in the animal. Gemara says yes, very well could be. Why, Damrinan? What do we? What would we say like this? My de Rabbi, umay de lo Rabbi. What the Torah included and expanded and taught us a special din, it goes, and it didn't expand onto the special din of Maser, and therefore it wouldn't apply. Look at Rashi over here. My de Rabbi. Third wide lines there. V'kra lo rabbi elamini lechazi deshlamim. Diktani habakar lerabot chadashra deshlamim. And it's only things that are similar to shlamim. And therefore, the 11th one becomes a shlamim. And we might have thought that maybe, it's difficult for me, this answer of the Gemara. I'm not sure because I don't know why we would have thought that. But anyhow. Right? The Gemara says, v'ha mehechetitim. Where do you get such a thing from? Right? Where do you get such a thing from? Rashi already mentioned this all in the past. Rashi, says Rashi, where do you get such a mechatiti? That you can say such a concept that Ma'ad Rabbi Rabbi Ma'ad Rabbi Rabbi says Amar Rabbi Huna, B'ray Rabbi Yeshua, Mishum Dahave Tavar Habali Don B'Tavar Hadash, Ve'Ein Bo Elechinu Shobil Vad. Ah, we got a special aloha in this pasuk, and the Torah is telling us specifically about Maser, and therefore telling us, you know what, Maser has got a special dinim of its own. All other dinim don't apply. Okay. Rashi there, Tavar Hadash. Tmurat Shmo. That's the Davar HaChadash we're speaking about. There is such a concept as Tmurat Shmo. You can call it by the wrong name, and the name works. Okay, now the Gemara says like this. Now, we've spoken about Rabbi Shimon. Remember, let's go back for a second to Rabbi Shimon at the bottom of the page. Right? And we said over here, Rabbi Shimon said, remember, we had over here, Rabbi Shimon Varei Masi Bichlai Rabbi Yatsa. Why did Maser have a special pasuk? He says to tell you, Ma Maser has to be a korban yachid, and it has to be a korban mizbeach, and it has to be davar sheba bechova, and a combi with partners, it has to be on yachid, etc. So the Gemara says like this: according to Rabbi Shimon, Amale Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rabbi Lerava, he also have a question. The Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, who said the Amar Davar haba bechova, only something which comes as a chova, not as an adava, not as a donation. So now olat chova he davda tmura. If you got an ola which is a chova, that would do tmura. Ha olat nedava lo. If you got an olat nedava, you bring an ola nedava. So what you include an ola? Up until now, we haven't made any distinction between an ola. We've said always ola, asha, mchatat, all those things do tmura. So suddenly you got an olat nedava, a voluntary ola. You're not going to do tmura. He says in the Amarla, you know what? No. You know, Rishim would agree, olat nedava nami yosa. Why? Because kevan de kibla alea avdei tmura. What's an olat nedava? You took upon yourself to make a nedava. Ah, you made, brought upon yourself. Now it suddenly becomes a chova. You made a nedir, so to speak, right? To bring an animal, that becomes a chova. It's a new chova. It doesn't have to be a chova dafka for the mitzvah of the Torah. You can make a nedava, and it becomes a chova for you. Look at Rashi. He says, yeah, I'll skip a lot of the Rashi. The kibla alei sheyakrivena. See what Rashi says? Remember, we've got two types of dinim. We've got a din of neder and a din of nedava. The neder, we said, harei alai. I'm going to bring a korban. Even if, and you set aside the korban and the korban dies, what is the din? You're going to bring another one. If you said, harei ze, that animal I bring is a korban, and that's called a nedava, and that animal dies, what's the din? Yipatur. So Rashi says, even in a case like that, when you said, harei ze, it's not a neder, it's an adava, but it's a reze. As long as that animal is alive, you've got a, it's a chiyuv to bring it. So if you've got to bring it, that becomes already a chova, and that you would be chayav for. Okay. So that's below nitzucha. So what is this whole story over here of Rabbi Shimon telling us about a chova? Below nitzucha, this whole chiddush of chova, ele leola haba'a min hamotarot. What is an Ola Haba Min Amotarot? Look at Rashi over here. Ola Haba Min Amotarot. Remember, we saw a couple of things. Rashi gives an example here. For example, Kagon. Asham Shnehen Liriya. Kagon Asham Shenitak Liriya. Sorry. Right? The Damav Kirvin Ola. If you've got an Asham, let's say, and you already got Kapara from another. Remember, we had those few examples a couple of daf ago, where you had one animal and then it got a mum and then you exchanged it for the tmura and then the animal got lost and then you did another asham and you found the animal and you brought it back and you but already got kapara from that animal, remember? Mm-hmm. Then the animal goes out to re'iyah until it gets a mum and you sell the money, etc. So now if you got an animal there which was nitak, you had to go out to pasture and then you wait till it gets a mum, you then sell it and you bring the money. With that money you got to bring an ola. So that ola is called an ola motarot. It's not the original ola. Kagon hefrish mar dechatato v'ashamo v'nitot taro. Or you set aside money to buy yourself an asham and an ola or a chatat, and you set aside $1,000. You manage to find the animal for $750. So that $250 money dollars, you can't use it because you set aside for kochim. You've got to now take that money and buy another korban with it, right? That's called motarot. Mevi botan dam ola. You bring an ola. Dezehu midrash yehoyadah hakohen. We learned this. Kol haba mimotar chatat umimotar asham. Anything that was meant to come for a chatat or a sham, the money left over, yilkach bahen olat habasar l'shem v'harot l'kohanim. The meat goes to the Beit HaMikdash and the leather goes to the kohanim. V'perik v'lad chad, we'll see it again on daf kaf gimel. Okay. So that's what Rabbi Shimon says. What is that din of chova po? Chova is only a chova. Ah, a nedava is not a chova, but you chayev in tmurin. You can't do tmurin nedava because once you made it, you chayev. So what am I calling not a chova? If you have an ola which came from motarot, from leftover money change or a korban that had gone to be out in the fields to pasture. So what says Mike Savar? What is Rabbi Shimon really thinking? If the svara here is, why are motarot, these monies that are left, korbanot brought from change, what are they? The money goes to korban tzibur, right? And look at Rashi, I think, said tzibur with the shofarot. Remember, Rashi said, nidvat tzibur azlei, the shofarot, right? Remember shofarot? So one of the big boxes in the Beit HaMikdash where all the money goes in there, in the korbanot, when the mizbeach is empty, the kohanim take money from there and they buy korbanot tzibur. So then it's pashut that an ola from otarot is patur from tmura. Why? Because of korban tzibur. And we said tzibur and shutafim don't do tmura. We don't need to have it another din of chova, of being an obligatory korban. You with me? Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Clear? That's everyone's question, right? He says, "Ikasav elaka bank korban tzibur and tzibur asle pshita lo avdei tmura. The ha ain't tmura but tzibur." Ella, so Rabbi Shimon obviously can't hold that there's money that motarot or korban tzibur. In Rabbi Shimon's firulei, command the amar motarot lenidvat yachid azle. That this money motarot actually is a korban yachid. Look at Rashi over here. Lenidvat yachid. Habalim atzman mevin bedamim ola. The owners themselves bring an ola. Ve'ena ola lahen lechovatan el l'shem doronhu. And doesn't they can't get kapara from it if they were chayev an ola of any other kind. They can't use that for their ola. It's just a gift. Okay, it's a doron, a matana to the Beit HaMikdash. So we see number one, stage number one. Let's just quickly come up because this is where I got stuck. Rabbi Shimon says chova. Chova, we don't need for nedava or lak nedava because lak nedava, according to Rabbi Shimon, is actually a chova. So what do we need the din of chova for? To tell us that motarot can't do tmura. Ah, so what are motarot? Obviously, can't think that that's the korban tzibur, because the korban tzibur will be parted from tmura, from din of korban tzibur, not from a din of chova. So we said, no, motarot are actually, he holds like the opinion of the mind, the amar that says, motarot are korban yachid. Okay, so that's up until now. So now, remember the Gemara said, Sphere Lake command, he holds like the one who says, motarot on David yachid. The Gemara says, man shamatei hasvara. Who's the one who tells us that motarot or yachid? Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Eliezer. He's Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara says, well, wait a second, if Rabbi Eliezer is the one, look at quickly at the bottom. Rabbi Eliezer, the itle motarot lirat yachid azle, beperek ba'ele kochim, later on dafkaf, we'll see it tomorrow, right? Tumrat Hashem, not tumrat, like, etc. So now, if it's Rabbi Eliezer, then it gets called, ha shama'inan lay behedya to avda tumura. Rabbi Eliezer himself says mefurash that a motarot does tmura. Detanya ola haba'a mina motarot ose tmura. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So what's this big chiddush here? Rabbi Shimon says we need this din of chova to exclude motarot, and motarot is a korban yachid. And who's korban yachid according to Gemara? Korban yachid motarot is Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Rabbi Shimon is telling us that it excludes motarot. You don't do tmura. Rabbi Eliezer is the guy that he's basing on the whole concept that motarot are korban yachid. But Rabbi Eliezer says motarot are a korban yachid and they do tmura. You with me? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Shimon is trying to tell us that motarot don't do tmura. And we learn from Chova because Tmurat, obviously Chova can't be, it's not a Korban Tzibur, Motarot or Korban Yachid, and the Chova excludes Tmura from Korban, Motarot from Tmura. And it's based on Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer says that it is Tmura. Stira clear? Okay. Says, I said Tmura, did Rabbi Eliezer? So he says, you know what? Rabbi Shimon, Savala Kavatai Bechada, Upalig Alei Bechada. Rabbi Shimon agrees with him that Motarot or korban yachid, but he disagrees with him that korbanot can do tmura. Okay, right? Why? Rabbi Eliezer savar ola haba'a mina motarot osa tmura. Ve'ihu, in other words, Rabbi Shimon savar en osa tmura. Think we're stuck. Okay, wait a second. Iachi, if that's the case, look at Rashi. Yeah, iachi, the Rabbi Shimon ola haba'a mina motarot lo avda tmura, doesn't do tmura. Va'afilu lo amir ba miikara lo matzam amir ba hashta d'ola haba amin amotri, right? And even if you did tmura at from the very outset, the shulim mekubet said, yeah, this kaf said, okay, forget this for a moment. Right? It can never have a situation of tmura. Look at Rashi says, iachi ha debayi Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin asked this question. This is a question which we already saw earlier on. Here, this is from Daf Tet, right? Have frish Asham lit kaperbo, you set aside an asham to do kapara from. Vehemirbo, remember? And then you did tmura with it. Remember? Animal number one, and you did animal number two, tmura. And then it got lost. The Gemara's not mentioning it. Yeah, maybe the Shitta actually adds in there that whole story that it got lost. So he says there, v'humam, and then that animal got a, the original animal got a tmum, v'chilalo al acher, and you it brought another one, right? V'nitchaper, and then that one got lost, that's missing, yeah? And then nitchaper b'asham acher. Remember that whole story? You had a korban, you did tmura. The original korban got a mum. You then exchanged it to another korban. That korban now got lost. You then brought another korban to do the tmura for. Then you found the original korban, and you've got tmura on the original one. Remember, and the one, and you brought a new one, and the one that got lost, which was from the koach of the original one that you already done tmura onto, you found. Remember, our question was, what happens to that one that you found? It's no longer an asham because you already got kapara. So what happens to an asham that got found? It becomes nitekla ola. Remember, we said it's one, two kedushot but one guf, or two guf and one kedushot. Remember that situation? The same animal, but it's a different kedushot because it was originally an asham. Now it is an ola. So it's one animal but two kedushas. Could we do tmur on it or not? Remember that was our question, because you already done tmur on the mother animal to begin with, the, right? That's that case over here. V'nitek ze la'ola, ma'u, sheyachzor v'yamir bo. Can you now do tmura on this one that you found? Because it started off as an asham and now it became an ola. Aliba deman, who's the question? Ilay ma'aliba Rabbi Shimon. If you say Aliba Rabbi Shimon, ha'amart Rabbi Shimon tzvirle, ola haba min amotarot, enos in tmura. Now isn't that an ola haba min amotarot? Why isn't it ola haba min amotarot? Because it's an ola which was created out of the fact that you had a leftover asham. With me? So how can you now do tmura? Our question was, can you do tmura or can't you do tmura to the animal? If it's Rabbi Shimon, obviously you can't, because you can't do tmura on a mutar, on a mutarot. Right? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Avin, hachik kebabayah. This is how Rabbi asked the question. This is, it's not the same question, because that would have implied if Rabbi Shimon was our Tana, we definitely couldn't do tmura, we'd have a question in the first place. Shmuel says, no, Rabbi Avin Hachikabal, let's say I ask the question. Imishkachat Tana, the Kayik Rabbi Shimon. Do we find a Tana who holds like Rabbi Shimon? The Amar, Ein Me Mirin, V'chozrin Ume Mirin. Right? Who would, on the one hand, say that you once you've done Tmura, you can't do Tmura again. But however, who swear like Rabbi Lezar, Eliezer, the Amar, Ola, Babinor, said Tmura Mahu. Now we've got a problem. Is there such a Tana in the world who, on the one hand, says, like Rabbi Shimon, he says that you do tmura, you can't do tmura again, right? But who holds also like Rabbi Ezer, that says an ola that comes from the motarot, you can do tmura. So what do we got a case over here? Let's go back to animal, our very beginning animal. We started on daf tet. Here's our original animal, animal number one. You did tmura to this animal, right? So you've done tmura. Now we said, ain't chosrin vosin tmura. Now, this animal, you exchange for this animal because this animal got a mum, whatever, because it's a new animal. They've already done tmura to the animal over there. Now, this animal gets lost. Now, you bring in this animal and you go and you do your korban with. Now, you suddenly find this animal. Right? So, this was an asham. You had done tmura already to this asham. Now, you've got a new asham over here. But now, this asham is a nitak le'ola. So, it's a motarot of this asham. According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't do tmura on a motarot of an asham. According to Rabbi Shimon, going back on the stage, once you've done tmura to the animal, you can never do tmura again to the animal. Now, this animal that came was the chilul as a replacement of that animal is essentially that animal over here. So you can't do tmura to this animal either. But now this was no longer an asham, now it became an ola. So maybe you can do tmura to it. But now we complicate the matter. We say like this. Look, you look at Rashi over here. Look at the Gemara. Rabbi Avin Hakimava, Imishkacha Tana, the Kaik Rabbi Shimon, that says, Ain Ramir Vachosrin, that says from the very beginning, why should I tmura on the animal already? This animal will now stay in its place because with the chilul you can't do tmura to it. Ah, but it says like Rabbi Ezer that says, Ola Habamina Matoret, this now became an Ola Nitak to the Asham because this Asham got found, you can do tmura to. So do we find somebody who says, Lachat Chila, you can't do tmura again? Ah, once you've got an ola nitak l'asham, maybe you can do tmura. That's how he wanted to explain the question there on daf tet. And what's the question? Sheyachzor v'yamir bo. Why could you do tmura? B'shnei gufin v'kedusha achat. Right? My. It's two animals, but the same kedusha. V'im timtzi lomar kedusha achat. If you're going to tell me that there it's kedusha achat, that you can't do it. Elah shtei kedushot v'guf echad mai. What about now our case over here, where it's really two kedushas? It was asham, and now it is a ola. So then what? Tibayi, which is a nice way I think of saying that that's how you ask it. It's a teiku hadranalach. Hadranalach. What was it? Hakol me mirin. Hadranalach me mirin. Hadranalach me mirin.